this, and we would have enough room to probably add two more. Not with the.
Before that.
Buy Walmart or.
Not such for this one. Okay. It is 6:01 p.m. I apologize for interrupting conversations. We're going to go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. Let's stand and take the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Griffith.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on July 14th. Any changes or corrections? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Walt, Dan, and Jenny approve. Jennifer and Tad abstain. Next up is Ordinance 2020-21. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance Number 2020-21 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-21, vacation of public right-of-way.
You remember this is for a parent property that is split by a platted alley that's unimproved. Had no comments at the public hearing at the last meeting. Any questions about this?
I have a comment.
Okay, yes, comment.
Council, I did not have a statutory site for the last ordinance, and so I told Rosie last time I wanted to add one. So I think it's in the second whereas, perhaps, that I have tweaked that ordinance from the last one, just to add the statutory authority to actually do the vacation. So I just thought it'd be nice to maybe have that.
367312.
So I just wanted you to know I've made a change.
Any other questions, comments, concerns about the vacation?
Were there any comments from the street department?
No. No. There's no utilities in there.
No.
It's bare plot of land.
Okay.
It's not bare. It has grass. But. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve Ordinance Number 2020-21 on second and final reading?
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I love getting to see all five of you at the same time. I want you to know how much I love that. Okay, so before we go forward to the rezoning request, we have Leslie Blakely here from Columbia City Connect, and we'll go ahead and have you present about Columbia City Connect to the council.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Obviously, the two organizations that merged to form Columbia City Connect were very event-based, focused organizations. This year has posed a unique challenge for that. So, especially wanted to bring you up to speed on some of the activities that we've done to support businesses in lieu of the normal events that we typically would be holding each year. So, as COVID-19 really got started off and we started to see some shifting in, you know, the way closures and our downtown businesses, we started to reach out to businesses individually between myself and our board members to learn more about what special modifications businesses that were remaining open were taking with regard to COVID-19, any extra precautions that they were taking, and then we launched a social media campaign at several different times throughout the early stages to communicate that message out to the community and to those who might want to continue supporting local businesses as they were able to do so. We worked closely with the mayor and Work Works to dedicate some parking spaces, two parking spaces per downtown restaurant that didn't otherwise have dedicated parking for their business, and set aside those spaces for carryout and curbside service for them to continue providing that service, and that was during the time that their restaurant, the serving in the restaurant, was unavailable to them per governor mandate. And an additional event, one event early in the year that we had to cancel was our virtual retail event, and our normal spring retail event, where we would invite individuals down to support our local businesses. We message about that event. We ended up postponing that by several weeks, but ended up proceeding with a virtual retail event. It was the first virtual event that we've done of that nature, and so we were pleased with the turnout, given the short amount of time, the turnaround time that we had to advertise that event, and at least have that model in place moving forward if we need to use that in the future. And so that was an event. I know that Jennifer actually participated in that event as well. So hopefully people found it successful and I think appreciated the effort at least that went into it. We did get some good buzz around social media around that event. So I think that it was a success for what it was. You know, we're trying to shift and pivot our approach as well as all of the businesses in the community are trying to do. So one of the major things that our organization has focused our efforts on is really sharing, learning about community resources, about state resources, and the national resources, and communicating that to the businesses here in our community. And for that, we're really not keeping it limited just to our downtown, which is the primary focus of Columbia City Connect, but really trying to communicate that through our channels to any locally owned business, because we know that through all of our locally owned businesses, the community is successful when those businesses are successful. So we've really kind of expanded our outreach to include other locally owned businesses during this time. One of the items, and I have a few handouts left. I know, Mayor, I think that you've gotten a lot of the information that is in the packets, but
don't worry about it.
I'll kind of just pass them out and you can share as much as possible. Oh, yeah, I'll grab that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good.
So that will give you just a few pieces that we've put together. We've been able to use some of the time that we didn't otherwise have to shift into helping people to better understand what it is that our organization is trying to do for the community. And so the top sheet is really just a who we are, tells a little bit about what we do and resources that we can either connect business owners with or that we can help with ourselves. The second handout there that's in the packet is a rebuilding customer confidence packet, and it provides industry-specific guidance for restaurants, retailers, and service-based industries in the community. And it's very, very targeted, specific tips and things that they may want to consider. And really, it's just one of those things that is designed to be another resource for local businesses to help them as they begin to reopen their doors after the closure. You know, what we know about the community is you can turn your sign, your open sign back on, and you can unlock your door, and it doesn't mean that people are just going to magically appear inside your business. And so really wanting to help them better understand the needs and what tips and tools are out there for them so that they can rebuild that confidence in coming back and feeling like people can shop local safely is really the goal behind that packet. And then the last handout that you'll see in your packet is the report that we put together based directly on the information that we obtained in the survey, the community survey that many of you, I hope, were able to complete for us. We had it available for about 2 weeks and had over 600 respondents, and we were really pleased with that turnout. And thanks to all of you who completed it and helped to share that along as well. We're really pleased with the information that we found, and it gives, again, it's broken down really by industry, more the retail versus restaurant, and then some community event type questions as well. And really just with the goal in mind of that survey, helping to understand what do people want to see, how comfortable are people coming back out to community being able to hold some of our traditional community events. This is really where we've dedicated our time and energy in the first half of the year, and are hoping to get back to some of our community events. I gave an update previously at Board of Works. We are planning at the moment to move forward with the August, September, and October First Friday events, and with our barbecue cook-off and block party that will be held, pardon me, in September on the 26th, Saturday the 26th, late in the month. We are having a board meeting tomorrow, kind of an impromptu session, to discuss how we're feeling about proceeding with those events given the current climate around COVID-19 and the concerns that that poses for public safety. So we will be coming out with an announcement on how we're planning to move forward. But again, you know, really just need to be responsive to where we find ourselves right now. So can I answer any questions for anyone?
Yeah.
Kind of what's the mood of local businesses that you've been talking to here, you know, downtown area?
You know, there's obviously been a lot of income lost for our businesses, so I think there's optimism, but cautious optimism. I think that a lot of businesses, I know I had a lengthy conversation with Dave and Pat Ball just last week, and they've been really pleased with how well business has done since they reopened. That might be, I won't say the exception to the rule, but I do think that they have seen maybe a more positive return in business than some of our other local businesses have seen. I do see a lot of people out and about in the community, so you know, I am hearing that things are going well, and I know the businesses that were able to remain open. Again, you're going to see a dip in sales, but at least they were able to continue. So there's certainly a lot of ground to make up. We've seen some really alarming statistics, and I know Jennifer can attest to that as well with the chamber. Some really alarming statistics coming in from the national level, but it's only a matter of time is what will tell if our community is going to suffer the way that some of the projections are looking. I hope that as a community, I think that we've done a good job messaging even before all of this came about the need to support local businesses. And so I do think that we've been very strong as a community with regard to that, and that will only help us to recover. But that recovery isn't going to happen quickly either. It's something that we know we're looking at the next several years to really pull back from something like this. And in the meantime, hoping that we don't face another similar challenge or even, you know, a different challenge that may pose some similar concerns with regard to income for our businesses. I am surprised, you know, that there are businesses that are still planning to open in this uncertain time. And I know that there's a sale in progress for one of the buildings here in downtown with a business owner purchasing and then opening their business in that building. And so, you know, things haven't come to a screeching halt, thankfully, and we are starting to see the beginning of that recovery.
Other questions? Okay.
Well,
thank you
for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, next up is the rezone request for 555 North Line Street. Do I have a motion to read ordinance 2020-22 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2020-22 by title only. Sorry.
Ordinance 2020-22, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the GB General Business District to the I-1 Light Industrial District.
You'll remember this rezoning was for Pine Valley Munitions at the back of the shopping center at the corner of basically Line Street and US 30. Questions, thoughts, comments on this? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2020-22 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance number 2020-23. Do I have a motion to read by title only? Motion by Dan, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2020-23 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-23, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R3 Multifamily Residential District to the GB General Business District.
You'll remember this was for one fairly small parcel at the end of a series of properties, but right along Swihart Street, right? Yeah, Swihart Street, just off of Main, or River Street at that point. This is the old...
Fuel.
Yeah, I'm trying the name of the place is down near, down in, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Forgetting the name of it, but yes, right along the railroad tracks between the Swihart Street and the railroad tracks. So. Yeah, I mean, the old, sort of. What's the fuel place, though?
Was it Jeep now, or?
It was Ag Plus.
Ag Plus, thank you. That's the name I was looking for. The former Ag Plus.
Chip was helping you out there.
So, good job, Chip.
He's just watching the flounder.
The only guy in this room that doesn't live in
a... I know, when I pull it out.
Anyways, so, as you remember, at the last meeting... There wasn't no issues with it. They're going to do some beautification of that corner to make it a little more sightly, and still going to be there's still going to be storage there, but time frames, if I'm remembering correctly, time frames shouldn't be huge disruptions for the neighbors there. Again, they're going to use some screening in there to protect kind of the aesthetic value of that area, frankly. Aesthetic value of that area right now is not very strong anyway, so this will create additional benefits to the property in and of itself. Questions about that? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2020-23 on second and final reading?
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Mark.
Okay. Let me get to my little list here. This weekend's our last baseball tournament, and it's kind of a smaller one for us, so it's kind of nice to wrap those up. Football equipment's passed out. We start practices next week for our football kids. Obviously, we had to come up with a lot of different things to do for parents and for the equipment. And for the coaches, in order to have this. So we've had a lot of conversations with Scott Wagner, kind of getting things approved. So we're ready to go with that. Swim lessons end this week. This is the last week's swim lessons. Then the pool stays open daily till August 17th. Then after that, it'll be open on weekends through Labor Day. We've lined the football field, so they're ready to go. Did some work around the pickleball courts yesterday, and tomorrow we'll be cleaning up the Columbia City signs entrances tomorrow. Some of the big things coming up, getting rid of the barns, the Wolf property, which will create a storage issue for us. We're getting ready to renovate the bathrooms at Morse's. That'll probably happen in October. And we're awaiting the arrival of the concessions trailer that was ordered. And the new playground is ordered for Patriotic Park, and that'll probably get installed sometime this fall or winter. So, that's it.
Questions of Mark? Thank you. Mike?
The Jefferson Street site, they're building around the tank that's been built. Site number 4 on South Grove Street, they've been pulling cord. And on Ellsworth, they started pulling machining on the back side of the wet well that they built, and then they've all been
BFD is
programming.
BFD is
variable frequency drive. The manual for this drive is 700 pages long, so that's a lot of right information to be able to program this. If not, then I'm sure that Square D, High Four, Wayne, they sent one of their pros over to actually figure out which drive that we need as replacement, because the ones we have are outdated, so we can't get those anymore. Hopefully they can, I'm sure they'll be able to help us out if they can't get it, but I get confidence in that they'll get it figured out. So. Foster's building, they've been laying block. They are up to the, they have the bottom split face block completed. They're waiting on the upper sections. They were in today, built all the scaffolding, everything like that. So I'm anticipating block to be delivered shortly, and they will continue on with that up until they get to the roof decking. And then I've got the permission for the Board of Works to start a project out of 700 East, out the steel mill. And the big launching station that's out there is in two separate manholes. And you have to go in one manhole to do an operation there, come out, go down another manhole to do an operation there, and then go back in the first one to complete the launch of the pig to clean the force main. It's kind of an afterthought, but funding is still there through SRF. Been working with Donahue and SRF on this. Hopefully by the time that we're done with this, it only cost to the city will be between $12,000 and $15,000. But essentially what we'll do is they'll pull these manholes out and either cast in place or have a bolt built and set it on top of the concrete slab. So you have one entry, do everything you need to do to launch the pig, and come out. It's the same concept they have set up 300 at the new station there. Everything is contained in one bolt underground. So that's what we're going to do there.
Questions of Mike? Thank you.
And I didn't know if anybody, if they had any questions or have heard any about the project that needs to be addressed.
Any issues regarding the long-term control plan project?
If I can interject, we're hoping to be done. We are confident to be done on Jefferson Street by the contract date for the property owner.
No, anybody's coming.
I know somebody that is.
Yeah, there's at least one person.
I'm not nervous yet, so.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm good.
Okay. Scott.
Okay. No, you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Of the officers we hired, or gave conditional officers, Officer Crabtree will start on Saturday as his first day, because that's when the payroll starts. His first day will actually be Monday. He's the transfer from Woodburn. We did the testing on the other two individuals, and one is cleared testing, and one did not make it through the medical testing. So, and was recommended not to be hired by the medical testing. So we're going to have to go back to the drawing board. We're going to interview some of the candidates, put it on the list, and see if we can get a couple more viable candidates to take in front of the Board of Works. If not, then we'll open the process back up and make it another round. So other than that, everything's going fine with the police department.
Questions, Scott? Thank you. Chip.
Update, Oakey Alley, the turf was installed today, looks great. We did find out, we've got some notification, we're having a mural. Jennifer, I don't know if you know, but I will not release it. We found out who the muralist will be, so it's very exciting. And been working with Mike quite a bit on long-term control, so other than that, nothing else.
Questions? Okay. Thank you. For your information, we have, in general, put some guidelines on for our staff regarding when and when they will and won't be wearing masks. Obviously, we're trying to adjust the governor's mandate. At the end of the day, kind of the long and short of it is that when they're interacting with the public, they need to be wearing a mask unless they have a reason that they've effectively submitted to Beth. Obviously, there's still those situations where the department head, we've given them the flexibility to make determination as to when it's safe and when it's not, and kind of give some flexibility to them to make those decisions. Obviously, our police department and others will not be the mask police, so we're going to try to do what we can do to encourage masks, but at the same time not be the mask police. A lot of US 30 stuff I've been doing recently, so hopefully we'll get some progress on that in the near future somehow, some way. It's a bad year to be asking for money because, you know, the state's kind of looking at a $1 billion shortfall for this year. So, but we'll keep moving forward on that. just looking here. We continue to have discussions. Mark and I are continuing to have discussions about fireworks that are set for September 26th. We'll have more discussions about that. We're trying to figure out ways in which to do that in a safe manner that doesn't have as much intermingling among people. Again, continue to push forward the things that we're pushing forward. As you know, there's lots of different projects happening across the city right now. And just trying to kind of keep up with those really is taking a lot of time. A lot of constituent things back and forth, but nothing that's really significantly challenging. So, Marcia?
Do you want me to talk about
it? I would. thanks.
Yes. I don't know, it's very difficult to always talk. We've had a committee since really March, April for the Old Settlers Day situation. And the committee really put a lot of time into things. Mayor was on this committee, as was Leslie, that was here earlier. And we have made the decision to not actually try to do a fall event this year. It's just trying to get all the acts together and events and activities, entertainment, and then the really likely event of having to cancel it all, the decision was that we were just not going to do it at all this year. So it was a really tough decision, but that's the one we made, and we'll look forward to 2021. There's a slight chance we still might try to do something just for registration, but that really has not been discussed enough to know whether we're going to do that or not. But anyway, that's what we decided to do. I sent something to Jennifer earlier today and to the paper to get the information out there.
Questions? So I forgot two things. Number one, unless Rosie, you going to talk about railroad? Okay, so FYI, we did get notification that the CF&E Railroad is going to be doing repair work on the line that runs through the city from Fort Wayne to Hobart. They will need to work on Ohio Street and Line Street. It appears that's going to be those crossings will be closed August 11th or 12th and should be approximately for 2 days. That's good news because I've been getting some complaints about the Line Street crossing, so that's good news, I think. And then second is probably we'll be scheduling budget meetings in the near future. I know that's delayed from normal, but obviously trying to navigate everything here, so we'll figure that out. But I want to at least give you a heads up about that I'll be doing that probably in the near future. Rosie?
I have nothing.
Walter?
Do you want to acknowledge what Sean shared with the
Sure. department? Yeah, I can do that. So as I think he may have said at the last meeting, one of their chippers, one of the electric department chippers, had a significant failure, and so after 17 years of using it, they'd like to purchase a new one. They've actually passed it on, passed through basically getting a new one for 2 years now, and so Board of Works gave approval to purchase a new one. And because the street department uses it so much, they're actually going to purchase the old one, put the money into the repairs of that, so we have a third chipper, or effectively a backup chipper, because of events like the wind event that we had. It would be nice to have multiple chippers, because I know Mark was waiting for, what, a week or two at least after the storm, more than that, to try to get to the park stuff too. So just having another one on hand would be helpful, especially for the street department and other departments. So is that what you're talking about?
And staffing.
Oh, yeah. And then we also think, and then we did have a employee put in their two-week notice. So along with a retirement that was also, we were notified of for January, Board of Works gave approval to start the hiring process for two people now. So it was one of our first year linemen who had left the job to come here, and now they're going back to their previous job. So, yeah. Dan?
A couple of things. Update. I know the Board of Works gave permission to repair or get out the drain up there. That's just north of Pinecrest Apartments. Yep. I got a call, went out, there was a tree. The second storm that came through, that ended up flying on the roof of one of their apartments. It's not the responsibility of the church or anybody else except the property owners. The thing was right in the middle of the ditch, but the tree was laying over. And I know the drainage board did give them okay to go ahead and accept bids.
Okay.
So I think there's four or five companies looking to take care of that.
Okay. So that bill will be coming to the Board of Works.
Yeah, and I'll be coming back to us as well. So it's good to find out what those bids are. So
yep.
I'm hoping it's all under 7,000.
Yeah.
Hope it is. But also, the aerial photography came in. I gave a copy of the ortho portion to Cody, and I showed Mayor what you can do with that and what you can see. With the concrete side of things, with the blades, they're very nice. You can see quite a bit. You can see all four sides of the house, and they're pretty impressive.
Yeah,
they're
you can't see in windows if that's what you're all wondering.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
You cannot see in windows. No.
Yeah, you can. They're the best we've ever got. Of course, they are. They're even more. But yeah, so. I think it's been a good thing, and so I'll be coming back to the city to mutual contribution that the city made also to the project. So again, I want to thank you for that.
Great. Question on completely different subject. Are we completely done with the Beaver Dam issue?
I know he was, Mr. Reed was concerned about his grass.
Yep.
I haven't seen anything backing up over there yet.
Yeah.
I know personally I've dropped 5 feet and 2 possum so far. And they found no new homes. Okay, so we're still.
Whose district do they live in now?
I can smell a skunk back there.
He didn't say it was a safe home. He just said they found new homes.
And I know we got 5 deer back there.
Okay.
Well, there's 10 new voters.
They became swimmer.
10 new voters.
New voters. Yeah. So other than that, I believe so until something starts to back up.
Yeah.
We haven't had it rain.
Well, that's true. So that's very true.
Really? See him dead all over town.
Jennifer.
Nothing.
Jenny.
Nothing.
Tad. No audience or press, so we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.